Welcome to the NTEB Radio Bible Study with your host and Bible teacher, Jeffrey Greider. Rightly divided, dispensationally correct, and standing on the authority of the King James Holy Bible, this program is brought to you by NowTheEndBegins.com.
And good evening, everybody. Happy Monday, and welcome to this edition of Rightly Dividing. My name is Jeff Greider. I am the editor-in-chief of NowTheEndBegins.com. And tonight, for the next 2 hours, I have the honor and the privilege of being your radio host and Bible teacher. Tonight's topic, the biblical mark of the beast and the COVID-19 vaccine and immunity health passport, compared and rightly divided. For the past 22 months, there has been no getting away from talk about the COVID-19 vaccine and the immunity passport being connected to the biblical mark of the beast. And frankly, it's a conversation worth having. When should the Jews in 1932 Berlin have pulled the trigger? When the Nazis harassed them at their shops? When they were made to wear the yellow star? How about when they were rounded up and put in ghettos? At what point would it have been the right time to have that discussion? Well, sooner rather than later would have been my answer. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, Revelation 13:16-18. On this episode of Rightly Dividing, we are taking a sober and honest look at the differences and similarities between the COVID-19 vaccine, the immunity passport, and the biblical mark of the beast, to see what our King James Bibles, Rightly Divided, would have to show us about this matter. We will do our best to avoid hysteria and conspiracy theory, sticking as much as we can to the facts as they appear to us during the course of our investigation. Whatever side of the debate you find yourself on, I think the truth will greatly surprise you. Truth has a way of doing that. We will also be doing a much-loved feature of our Bible studies, Question and Answer. So bring your strong reasons and join us as we take another look into the future on Revelation Highway. At the very least, you won't be bored. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, for all these that you've gathered here. Chat room is filling up nicely. Hundreds of people listening across America and around the world, and thousands more will be tuning in. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you for expanding our coasts. And Lord, we just pray that tonight, for the lost people who are listening, and they are always listening, we pray that something would be said and done to lead a lost soul to you. Father God, tonight, for those of us that are saved, I pray, Lord, that you give us a fresh and holy unction. Stir us up, Lord. Give us strength and power and protection and provision to get something done for you in these last days. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. Every day, Lord, I get messages from all over the world, people saying how much they enjoy this NTEB global family of believers. And it means so much to me, God. And I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I really do feel, Lord, like you've raised this up as an end times witness. No, I don't feel that. I know you have, God. And we thank you. We praise you for it. And we commit this time to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome, everybody. Glad you're here today. We had some very exciting news earlier today. Our latest gospel billboard was printed out and put up, And it is on the corner of Sanchez Avenue and Route 1 in downtown St. Augustine. And I may be biased, but I think it's one of the most beautiful billboards we have ever done. And we put it on Route 1. Thousands of people per day will be viewing this. And over the next 2.5 months, millions of people will be viewing this billboard. And I'm not exaggerating. St. Augustine is a tourist town here in the free state of Florida. We get about 8 to 10 million tourists every single year. And about 2 million of them come for what's called Nights of Lights. And we have put this brand new billboard up just a few weeks ahead of the start of Nights of Lights. And, well, actually about 2 months ahead. We're getting a jump on it. But we are so excited. You know, the Bible says this in John chapter 12, verse 32. Jesus says, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." That's what Jesus says in John 12, 32. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." So we've created a billboard where Jesus Christ is lifted up from the earth. And I think it's a stunning illustration created by the Mudflower team. I think it's a stunning billboard showing Jesus lifted up from the earth. And I want you to keep this in your prayers, that this billboard would lead many, many, many people to want to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior, that this billboard would lead many people to want to come into the bookstore so that we could evangelize in person and meet them face to face and hear their stories. I want you guys to pray about this billboard. This whole billboard ministry that the Lord has raised up over the last year, that's something I never even dreamed possible. But it's only possible because you guys pray and you guys give and you donate and you support this work. So I just want to show you today what your donations are being used for. Very expensive to put up a full-color vinyl billboard and then have it up for the next couple of months. But I praise the Lord for the increase, and I thank you all so very, very much for supporting our billboard outreach. We have 4 billboards up now, and I'm hoping that we will be able to do more. Kyle Gorzel in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, he put up a billboard a couple of months ago, him and his wife Reagan. And Now the End Begins took over the payment of that billboard for November and December because you guys give and you guys support this ministry. So I want you guys to be excited. I want you guys to really, really get excited by what the Lord is allowing all of us to do together. We are reaching millions of people. We're seeing people get saved. We're seeing saved people get on fire for God. I love it. I don't know about you, but this is all that I want to do. I don't want to do anything else. I just want to do Now the End Begins and preach and teach the gospel of the grace of God. Marie Comfort, living over on the west coast of Tampa, she had a song request for tonight. Give Us Clean Hands, Chris Tomlin. I love this song.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us humble. turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols to give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another and give us clean hands. Give us your heart. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that speaks, who seeks your
generation that speaks your faith.
Amen. The Bible says in James chapter 4, James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. If you're just tuning in, tonight's topic, we're going to be looking at the similarities and differences of the COVID-19 vaccine with the immunity passport and the biblical mark of the beast. Do they have anything in common? Oh, the answer is yes, they have a lot in common. Is the COVID-19 vaccine the mark of the beast? No, but it's not far off either. It's a complex issue. And tonight we're going to demystify it for you. Tonight we're going to break it down for you. And we're going to show you the incredible similarities between the COVID-19 vaccine with the immunity passport and the biblical mark of the beast. Everybody has a different idea what the mark of the beast is going to be. But we're going to go with Revelation chapter 13, 16 through 18. Because that's the mark of the beast. And I think it's a timely topic. It's a topic by request. And I'm really looking forward to the Lord doing something with it. If you're going to be in St. Augustine on November 2nd, we invite you to come to the NTEB Bible Believers Bookstore, 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening. We're going to have a very, very special night. November 2nd, Tuesday, November 2nd. We are going to have Brother Mike Whalen, and he is going to be presenting his original 1611 first edition fifth printing King James Bible. And it is in amazing shape. And he's going to give a short historical presentation. And there's going to be a free gift for everybody who comes. And I'm not going to tell you what the free gift is, but trust me when I tell you, you're not going to want to miss this free gift. It's really kind of amazing. Tuesday, November 2nd, at the NTEB Bible Believers Bookstore in St. Augustine, Florida. We're inviting you. We want you to come and be a part of this very special night and see and handle for yourself an original King James Bible from 1611. If you'd like more information about this, just simply go to BibleBeliever.com and you can get all the information you need. Glad you guys are here tonight. Looking forward to a good Bible study. I'm always excited to see what the Lord does. On our Monday podcast, things got really hot. Things got really heated. And I got tremendous feedback from that podcast. I felt a little carried away in the spirit, to be perfectly honest. And I enjoyed every moment of it. And we're going to pray the Lord to come and get us, like he promised to do. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 62, verses 6 and 7, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Mm-hmm.
was living, no thought was I giving of dying, where I would go. I was looking and buying, so hard was I trying to gain all this world had to hold. No peace and no pleasure could I even measure with all that I had to gain. I repented and prayed, Christ save me that day. Now I have got something to say. I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I tell. I'm saved and forgiven.
Where are you going when you die? Everybody goes somewhere.
No, I'm not going to hell.
Now my life's worth living since I've been forgiven. Christ made a real change in me. I'm no longer crying when I think about dying, 'cause heaven is waiting for me. Now Satan's still lying, he's always trying to lead you down the wrong way. Just call on Christ's name, he'll save you today. Then look back to Satan and say,
I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well.
Amen. Everybody goes somewhere. If the Lord tarries and you die before the rapture, you're going to one of two places. Purgatory does not exist. You're either going to go to heaven if you're saved. The Bible says absent from the body, present with the Lord. If you're not saved, you're going to go to a place where the smoke of your torment will ascend up forever and ever, and you'll have no rest day or night. That's where you're going to go if you're not saved. If you're not saved, you're going to wind up in a place, a really ugly place. Isaiah 66, verses 23 and 24. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. That's where lost people wind up. It's not good, and you don't have to go. Hell is a choice, and it's a choice you make when you reject Jesus Christ as your Savior. Yesterday we told you that Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz, well, he had nothing but praise for Israel giving up their sovereignty over Judea and Samaria, otherwise known as the West Bank and Gaza Strip. And Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz said that was a good thing. He said, the fact that we prevented a unilateral move of annexation allowed the vision of the Abraham Accords to materialize and break through. Gantz went on to say, I am very happy that these peace treaties were signed, and I'm sure... Oh, man, oh, man. And I'm sure they will be expanded and be an engine of change in the Middle East. Brother, you have no idea how sure you are. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz said that he's sure that the Abraham Accords are going to change the peace situation in the Middle East. Allow me to quote from one of their own prophets, Prophet Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 14. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people, which is in Jerusalem, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night. And it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. That's Isaiah chapter 28, 14 through 19. Benny Gantz says, I am very happy that these Abraham Accord peace treaties were signed, and I am sure they will be expanded and be an engine of change in the Middle East. Benny Gantz, you are 1,000% correct. You just don't know it.
Bye. Jesus is coming. You may be at church. You may be at work. You may be asleep. God grant that you will be ready when He makes His personal appearance. My God, what if His appearance occurs on a Sunday morning? My prophetic word to you this morning is get ready! Get ready!
יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקך. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy. We thank You, Lord, for all these that You've gathered here in the chat room and all the people listening tonight. Lord, we pray for lost souls. We pray for Sarah and Rebecca Jacobs and Greg and Melissa Price and Glenn Clark and Cheyenne, Bridget, and Tony. They all need to be saved. And we're so grateful, God, that You give us souls for our labor here. And it's a blessing when we see people get saved through our broadcasts. And we just love to see You work and move, God, as only You can. Many people are sick with COVID. Julie Baird and her roommate, Judy, needs a tracheotomy procedure. I don't know if she's had that yet. Maybe we can get an update. Marie Jaco is asking for prayers for Laura Brooks battling COVID pneumonia with four children. Rob Beatty, longtime listener, about 10 years now. He has COVID too, but he's doing all right, but he covets our prayers. Jay from Wisconsin says, son and family have COVID. Cindy Kettlecamp says, I picked up COVID-19 on October 3rd, and I've had to have 3 IVs during the week because of various complications. Prayers for continued healing from this wicked disease, that I would be able to bounce back to the work of the kingdom. Cindy goes on to say, my father-in-law is currently taking his last breaths as I type this. He is 89 years old with leukemia and hospice just came in tonight. The family has gathered. Please pray for those in the family that are not saved. All are vaccinated, but not all saved. Whew, so much better to be saved than vaccinated. And we're going to pray for Cindy recovering from COVID and the family gathered around the father's deathbed. I know what that's like. I've done that. I've lived that. My dad died in my arms. The last words that my dad ever heard on this earth was my voice telling him that Jesus loved him and to get saved. I witnessed to my dad for 17 years. I don't know if he got saved, but I never, never gave up on him. Lola says, prayers for healing. I have shingles. It's very annoying. That can be very, very rough, very painful. Guest S says, please pray for my close friend. My friend got her second COVID shot today, then got laid off. A lot of people with COVID. Michael777 says, my mom has COVID and I have the aches and the chills. Neither of us have been vaccinated. Just need prayers. Long time Thank you, Lord, in advance, and thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying. Guest V says, prayers for my unsaved family members. Pastor Fojong in Vietnam says, I applied for a license and waiting for the result this coming Friday morning. Please pray that the government officers will give us the permission to release the third box as they did the first and second box. Most of you know that we have sent Bibles and gospel tracts to Pastor Fojong in Vietnam. So we're going to pray for that third box to get released. Shauna says, praise report. I ask God and y'all to pray for a job with no vax and no mask. God answered my prayers, and I accepted a no jab job. New boss knows I'm born again and said I can crank out podcast and music. Total Christian freedom, Shauna says. Man, that's a good answer to prayer. She can listen to the podcast while she's working. That's a good way to spend your work day. His Grace says, please pray for a good school buddy of mine. He needs a lung transplant. He is closer coming to Christ. I can notice when I talk with him. Kentucky Jeffrey says, prayer request, someone reach out to R.R. Ryder for his safety. He's been in hiding lately. And we are praying for Chris, and we hope he's okay. Mark Robb says, pray for my ministry. I've given out many tracts, and I've seen fruit there. I need help getting online presence up, also local Bible study that I'm working on. And he says, thank you to me for standing tall for Jesus. I appreciate that, brother. Sammy in South Africa battling leukemia. Harmon's son Michael battling pancreatic cancer. Clayton Perry, Jesse Spurlock, Becky Markovich, all battling cancer. Paul Kreitz, his wife, wrote to me the other day, and he had a heart attack, a very, very serious heart attack, and he is home recovering, and he needs your prayers. Marie Comfort says, experiencing leg pain. And Marie is asking for prayers about the possibility of having a house church with some few close-knit friends. Isn't that a blessing? Marie Comfort is 85 years old. She's experiencing leg pain, and she wants prayer to start a house church. That's what I'm talking about. Only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Amen, sister. We'll pray for you. And when you're ready to start that house church, we'll send you the Bibles. Lori Ann has an unspoken. Suzanne Wood is battling depression, diabetes, high blood pressure, and pancreatitis. Please remember our overseas ministers, Pastor John Ree, Pastor Danny, Pastor Arnell, Pastor Fojong, in the Philippines and Vietnam, our street preachers, Jeffrey in Ohio, Kyle in Baton Rouge, Mike Hensel is dealing with being called to preach, Joshua Gaskins, who I said was in New York, but he is not, and I think I'm going to screw it up again, but I think he's in Virginia. I don't know why I thought he was in New York. A lot of prayer requests tonight, a lot of praise reports. The Lord is working and moving even at this late hour. And I'm very excited by that. And I'm very, very happy to see that. I had somebody comment on our YouTube channel. Mike Avram says, very thankful to be in a position to help. God answers emails, and he is faithful to provide. Mike says, my friends and I have handed out close to 1,600 NTEB gospel tracts to people. We've given them to people and left them in places like gas pumps and bathrooms here in Michigan. Mike says, I'm thankful to be a part of your ministry. See you soon. And Mike left that comment over on our YouTube channel in response to the video that we posted about the new billboard today. So, Heavenly Father, for all these prayers and for the unspoken prayers of our hearts, and for all that you do, Lord, we ask you to order and reorder these steps. People need healing. People need hope. People need Jesus Christ. People need a healing from COVID, from cancer, from heart attacks and accidents. People have praise reports. You're working and moving in an incredible way. And God, we ask you to do the miraculous for us, not because we don't believe and we need to see something to believe. That's not us. That's not us. But Lord, we just like to watch you work. We just like to watch you move and do what you do. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. Those passages are going to be Bible doctrine for the time of Jacob's trouble. But there's a lot there for the Christian in the church age as well. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. He is on his way. He's coming. Guest S says, please pray for my close friend. My friend got her second COVID shot today, then got laid off. His Grace says, please pray for a good buddy. He needs a lung transplant. Ramon says, praise the Lord, Trevor is still alive and we have some positive news. He is still on a ventilator and needs your prayers. Frank, please pray for my classmate and fellow soldier who has a rare brain cancer that is incurable for man, but God. Amen, brother. Chrissy says, pray for my husband who just slipped outside and hit his head, where he had 3 brain surgeries a few years ago and now has a big red bump. Lifeboat VM says, please pray for my son Jordan's salvation. Chrissy says, friend with Parkinson needs prayer. Randy. Angel, prayers for my family members who have lost loved ones recently. And I had someone write to me from North Carolina, from Asheville, North Carolina. And they didn't leave their name, but they wrote to me through Instagram earlier and said that they came across this program and they are so glad that they did. And they thank God for our Bible teaching. And she said, I got sick with COVID in August and was really sick, and my husband was sick too. I was reading Fox's Book of Martyrs at the time and felt guilty for being scared about being sick, if that makes sense. The only thing that is going to fix all this is Jesus coming back. I know we are so close. Amen, and we are. So, Lord, for all these prayers and for the unspoken prayers of our hearts, Lord, we lift all these people up, all these prayers. We ask you to work and move in a mighty way as only you can. And we commit this time to you, and we thank you and praise you for everything that you've done, for everything you're going to do, but mostly for who you are. Connie says, please send a miracle to lost souls in the world. Open their eyes to Jesus, that they may receive your Son in salvation. Amen. And Lord, we commit this time to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, everybody, welcome to the program. Got a lot of good prayers tonight. Got a lot of good praise reports tonight. I've been grabbing your questions as I've been seeing them pop up. And at the top of the, top of the hour, it's 9:46 already. We will take questions in about a half an hour. So, if you have them, post them, and I will do my best to grab them. And, we will answer these questions, in about a half an hour. In the meantime, turn to Revelation chapter 13, please. Turn to Revelation chapter 13 in your King James Bibles. Tonight, we are comparing and contrasting the COVID-19 vaccine with the biblical mark of the beast. The COVID-19 vaccine with the biblical mark of the beast. Let's take a look at Revelation chapter 13. I read the verses earlier, but we're going to read them again. Revelation 13, starting in verse 16. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the number of the beast, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So, what is the mark of the beast? The mark of the beast is an implantable device that goes in the back of your right hand, or it's implanted inside your forehead. And once that device is implanted, either in the back of your right hand or in your forehead, that device will control buying and selling. Plain and simple, that's what it is. And over the 12 years that I've been doing Now the End Begins, I have had a lot of different people tell me a whole lot of different things about what they think the mark of the beast is. And I've heard some pretty crazy things. I've heard somebody said a number of years ago that Islam, the name, the Arabic word for Islam, is actually the same as 666. So back around 2012, 2013, with all that Islamic terrorism that was going on, there was somebody who said, well, 666 is Islam. And that's not what Revelation 13 says. I've heard people say that the mark of the beast is, it is a black spot that goes on the outside of your body. No. The Bible clearly says that the mark of the beast is implanted inside the back of your right hand or inside your forehead. Now, could the mark of the beast display on your body as a black spot? Yes, that's possible. But the mark of the beast is more than a black spot. The mark of the beast is an implantable device that controls buying and selling, and it does it from the inside of your body. That's what the mark of the beast is. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, I want to ask you a question. When the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation, they didn't have implantable technology. In fact, they had no technology. In fact, they didn't even have needles and syringes. That wouldn't come for a long, long time later. And yet, amazingly, the Apostle John, because he is writing Revelation from Jesus Christ himself, the Apostle John tells you that the mark of the beast is going to go inside your body. That was something, that was a technology that did not exist when John wrote the book of Revelation. And yet, not only does it exist in our day, we take it for granted. We've been writing for years about people who have microchips implanted inside their body. There's a company out in Wisconsin called Three Square Market. And Three Square Market has been making implantable biochips for the last 6 or 7 years. A lot of people were shocked when we showed them this story last year. Microsoft, and you'll remember this story, Microsoft filed for a patent. Not just any patent, but Microsoft filed for a patent for a device that's connected to the human body for buying and selling cryptocurrency. You know what the number of that patent was? The official number of the patent for Microsoft for their implantable device to buy and sell with cryptocurrency was 2020-060606. And you can look it up, but we told you about that last year. We did that story April 17th of 2020, about a year and a half ago. And we showed you how Microsoft, they have a device, an implantable device, W02020606006, cryptocurrency system using body activity data. So, is that the mark of the beast? No, that's not the mark of the beast, but guess what? That is very similar to how the mark of the beast is going to operate. So, Microsoft's patent, which amazingly is 2020-666 when you take the zeros out, Microsoft last year filed a patent for a device that is astonishingly similar to Revelation 13, where it talks about an implantable device to control buying and selling. That's exactly what Microsoft created last year. Now, we have lived long enough. We are in a time period where the entire world is being injected with a vaccine, but it's not any vaccine. It is not the vaccine of your childhood. It's not the vaccine that cured polio or smallpox. It's not the vaccine that stops tetanus. It's not a deactivated virus vaccine. The vaccine that the whole world is being injected with is an mRNA vaccine, something never used on humans ever before in human history. And it is causing unbelievable outrage around the world. And I'm sure this is just a coincidence, but back on December 6th of 2020, far-left Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City, well, he stood up in a church in the Bronx and he tried to mentally prepare that congregation to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. De Blasio says, in a matter of days, the first vaccine arrives in New York City. And then the pastor of that church, Fernando Cabrera, he had a message for his congregation. Cabrera said this, I know that there's some people that are afraid, and I want to tell everybody, you're not getting the 666 in this vaccine, okay? Isn't that interesting? Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York City, the biggest little city in the world. Bill de Blasio, who's friends with Bill Gates. They all stood up in a church and they calmly reassured the people that the vaccine is not the mark of the beast. You know what that would be like? That would be like somebody knocking on your door and you have no idea who these people are, and somebody knocks on your door and you answer the door and you say to them, "Hi, how can I help you?" And the first words out of their mouth are, "Well, we're not here to kill you." Wouldn't you be a little bit suspicious? I would be highly suspicious. And I am highly suspicious of Bill de Blasio and Fernando Cabrera standing up days before the vaccine was about to be released and reassuring people that it was not the mark of the beast. Whoever said it was the mark of the beast? Well, they did. So we have right off the bat, as we set the table for tonight's Bible study, right off the bat, we have a very, very, very strange situation. We have a vaccine that they have made promises that if you take this vaccine, you won't get COVID. That wasn't true. If you take the vaccine, you won't wind up in the hospital. That wasn't true. If you take the vaccine, you won't die from COVID. And oh, that's not true either. In fact, that is so not true that we reported this morning in Minnesota right now. Minnesota is a state where the senior citizen population is 93% vaccinated. It is a highly vaccinated state. And 99% of all new COVID cases, people in the hospital, are fully vaccinated senior citizens. This was not the scenario that they were telling you was coming. This is the opposite of the scenario that they said was coming. And in state after state across America, we seem to be having a pandemic of the fully vaccinated. And the fully vaccinated are dying in record numbers. They lied to us. But we told you that last year. We told you to prepare for lots and lots and lots of lies. Unfortunately, many people decided to believe those lies. I get emails all the time from people, their husband, their wife, their aunt, their uncle, their son, their daughter, brother, sister, took the vaccine and had blood clots, myocarditis, hospitalizations, even deaths. I get those emails all the time. I got one today. So we have a very interesting situation where they've been lying to us and they've been working overtime to give us the vaccine that doesn't really work. It works kind of, and it works for a little bit, and then it seems to stop working. And yet, they are pushing this thing like nothing has ever been pushed in modern human history. The question is, why are they doing it? Well, we have to take our first break of the night. But when we come back, we're going to try to answer that question, why are they doing it? And we're going to look deeper into the biblical mark of the beast. There is a whole lot of similarities between the mark of the beast and the COVID-19 vaccine and the vaccination passport. Startling similarities. We'll be right back in 3 minutes and 16 seconds. Bible study tonight, the similarities between the COVID-19 vaccine, the immunity passport, and the biblical mark of the beast. Lots of similarities. One of the biggest articles that we did last year, back in May of 2020, we did an article on shock as it's revealed an enzyme called luciferase is what makes Bill Gates' implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccine delivery system work. And this is something that Bill Gates has been working on, a quantum dot vaccine. In fact, he spent a lot of money on that. That's not the first vaccines that they rolled out. But the vaccines that they have rolled out have all been bankrolled by Bill Gates. Remember last year when Bill Gates said that he was going to be funding 7 different vaccine factories? Well, that wasn't exactly truthful. What Bill Gates meant to say was that he's going to be funding 7 different pharmaceutical companies. Isn't it incredible that Bill Gates has so much money that he can finance a pharmaceutical company? Isn't that an amazing thing? That's somebody with a whole lot of money. Can you imagine having enough money to lend money to Apple? Or to lend money to Elon Musk? How much money would you have to be able to lend a meaningful amount of money to people like that? You would have to be fabulously wealthy. Back on April 4th of last year, we wrote and we told you a frantic Bill Gates is spending billions in all-out blitzkrieg to be the first to create a coronavirus vaccine and digital ID, funding 7 factories at the same time. And that's exactly what Bill Gates did. And that's what he's done. Now, you know, the mark of the beast from Revelation chapter 13, without that mark, you can't buy or sell. Turn to Revelation chapter 14. I want to show you what happens to the people who take the mark. John MacArthur famously said that somebody who found themselves living in the time of Jacob's trouble, John MacArthur said that you could take the mark of the beast and still go to heaven.
In regard to the latter half of the tribulation period, when men would be required to have the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell, my question is, once a person takes the mark, is there any possibility of him coming to Christ?
Yes. I think, you know, in the 7-year tribulation coming in the future, we're going to get into this probably a week from Sunday night, maybe this Sunday night, maybe a week, I'm not sure. But the tribulation is a 7-year period, right? The rapture of the church, 7-year tribulation, then Christ returns, sets up his kingdom. Now, in that 7-year period, really 2 things happen. God begins to...
We'll stop John MacArthur right there. The tribulation is not a 7-year period. The tribulation is a 3.5-year period. The Bible says it's for a time, times, and half a time. The time of Jacob's trouble is a 7-year period. The great tribulation is the last half of the time of Jacob's trouble. But please continue.
Judge the world with a series of holocausts, and at the same time he begins to redeem his people Israel. And in the process of this, the Antichrist establishes his rule, and in order to function in the economy of the Antichrist, you have to take the mark of the beast. Now, the question is, if you're living in the tribulation period, and you take this mark, in other words, you identify with the beast's empire, will you still be able to be redeemed? And I think the answer to that is yes. Yes. Otherwise, there would be no salvation of anybody in the end of the tribulation. So I don't think the fact that someone takes that is a sentence to it, to permanency, any more than you.
Well, there's John MacArthur, been in ministry teaching the Bible for 40 years. John MacArthur doesn't know how long the tribulation is. John MacArthur didn't even mention the time of Jacob's trouble. But the most grievous thing that John MacArthur says in that clip is that somebody can take the mark of the beast and still go to heaven. Revelation 14, verses 9 through 11. Revelation 14, 9 through 11 in your King James Bibles. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man... worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Tribulation saints exhibiting faith plus works during the time of the Great Tribulation. Revelation 14 says, if any man takes the mark of the beast, any man, for any reason, at any time, they will burn forever in the lake of fire. Now, we understand that the mark of the beast is something that is implanted inside your body. It is something that is injected inside your body. The COVID vaccine is something that is injected inside your body. So far, the health passport, the immunity passports, they are not injected inside your body. Right now, they are just an app on your mobile device. But that could very easily change. In fact, that is going to change. So the mark of the beast is something that is injected into the back of your right hand or injected into your forehead. The COVID vaccine is something that is injected into your body. Now, does the COVID vaccine have a microchip in it? Not that we know of. As of this date, there is currently no microchip inside the COVID-19 vaccine. But again, these things are going to change. If you stop to think about what the mark of the beast is, the mark of the beast is the ultimate injection from your government. The Bible says in Revelation 13 that when Antichrist comes, he is going to rule with great power and authority. Look at Revelation 13 starting in verse 1. Revelation 13 starting in verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. The Antichrist is going to be a political ruler. He is going to have a short-lived kingdom. He is going to wear out the saints. He is going to rule from Jerusalem. The Antichrist is a political leader, and he is going to have a government. Who are the people that are handing out the COVID vaccines right now? Governments, political leaders. Here in America, we have someone by the name of Joe Biden, and I like to call him the pretend president. And Biden has famously issued his vaccine mandate, following in the footsteps of Emmanuel Macron. And Joe Biden right now is attempting to force every single human being living in the United States to receive his injection. I will not be receiving his injection. If you ever hear that I took the vaccine, whoever told you is a liar. I would never take the vaccine. In fact, I wrote an article last week where I said, as a Bible-believing Christian, I reject the COVID-19 vaccine with its aborted fetal tissue and the vaccination passport mark of the beast prototype. That's what I called the immunity passport last week. I called it the Mark of the Beast prototype. And that's exactly what it is. Is it the Mark of the Beast? No. But it's a really good tight picture of the Mark of the Beast. It's a really good illustration. It's a really good object lesson. Did you know that Bill Gates started a company called ID 2020? You do know that if you're a longtime reader of Now the End Begins. But did you know that Bill Gates started a company called ID 2020? And he actually started this company through Microsoft. And Bill Gates' dream with ID 2020 was to combine mandatory vaccinations with implantable digital identification. And if you don't know what ID 2020 is, you should go to their website and you should take a look. ID 2020 is a company started by Bill Gates, working in conjunction with the United Nations. On Friday, they're going to have what they call a summit session. And summit session number 2, which takes place on Friday, and you can just go to ID2020.org and go to the About section. Just go to ID2020.org and go to the About section. And this is what they're going to be meeting about on Friday. Session number 2, Digital Immunization Certificates, Designing for a New Era in Global Health. Session number 4 in November is going to be this, Laying the Foundation for Digital Identification for the Next Generation. ID 2020 Alliance was funded by Microsoft. They are part of the United Nations. And they are working on a Mark of the Beast prototype. Now, why are all these companies going in this direction? Why is digital identification and biometric identification, why is that the hottest technology sector in the world today? Because your King James Bible is true. Because Revelation 13 says that in the end of time, during the time of Jacob's trouble, people are going to be implanted with a device that will allow them to buy and sell. Now, you may think to yourself, well, I have to buy food and groceries. I have to pay for my car payment and my mortgage. But I don't really sell anything. Yes, you do. When you go to your job, whatever job that you do, whether you work from home, whether you work on the road, whether you work in an office, whether you work 20 hours, 30 hours, 40 hours, or like me, 60 plus hours, whatever job that you do, you sell your time to your employer. I want you to think about this. Everybody who works, everybody who has a job, sells their time to their employer. And now, what is the hottest topic in the world right now? Mandatory vaccinations on the job. Is that not true? Mandatory vaccinations on the job, whether you live across America or around the world, that is the hottest topic in the world today. In Texas, pilots are on strike because they refuse to take the vaccine. Tens of thousands of doctors and nurses all across America have been fired and been replaced by non-vaccinated National Guard workers. And if you can't see what's wrong with that, well, maybe you can't see. Isn't it funny that they're replacing all these doctors and nurses with unvaccinated National Guard workers? So what does that tell you? It tells you that the vaccinations, the virus, is not the main thing. The control is the main thing. And that's why on Monday, I got all hot and excited talking about how Christians need to stand up and say no. And pray about it. But Christians need to stand up and tell the New World Order no. Because those religious exemptions, they're going to try and take them away. Those exemptions, if that's what you're counting on, you're going to be disappointed. So you have to come up with a better plan than a religious exemption. Now, if you can get one, and if that helps you right now, well, amen and praise God for that. But if you think that they're going to let you keep a religious exemption, well, you need to think a little bit deeper, because they're not. They're going to take it away from you. So the number one topic in the world today, mandated vaccines and vaccination passports in the workplace. And people are losing their jobs because they won't take the vaccine. That is an excellent illustration of Revelation 13, 16 through 18, where if you don't have the mark of the beast, you can't buy and you can't sell. You can't sell your time to your boss. So I want you to think about that. The COVID-19 vaccine and the vaccination passports, they are not the mark of the beast yet. But they are preparing you for the mark of the beast. Just like the Abraham Accords are not the Daniel 9:27 covenant yet. But the Abraham Accords are absolutely going to lead you to the people who find themselves in that period of time. The Abraham Accords are absolutely going to lead to the Daniel 9:27 covenant that will be confirmed by Antichrist. There's no question about it. Just as the COVID-19 vaccine and the vaccination passports, as of today, right now, are not the mark of the beast, but they are leading you to the mark of the beast. So you might as well start practicing right now in trusting God and believing your Bible and standing up and saying no. Not hiding behind a religious exemption, but being a bold witness and telling people no. That's what Christians need to do. Now, again, you do as the Lord leads you. I have said the entire time, if you want to take a vaccine, take a vaccine. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. Just do what the Lord leads you to do. I am not wearing a mask and I am not taking a vaccine. But you need to be convinced what the Lord's will is for you in your life. I can't give you the Lord's will for my life. It's not going to help you at all. So Revelation chapter 13 shows us an injectable mark that is given by the government. And it is given to just about every single human being on the face of the earth. But there are people who will not take the mark of the beast. And they pay a price. Turn to Revelation chapter 6. Turn to Revelation chapter 6. I'm sorry, not 6, 7. Turn to Revelation chapter 7. And let's start reading in verse 9. Revelation 7, 9. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And look down in verse 13. Revelation 7:13, And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. You know who these people are? They are people that said no to Antichrist. And they paid the price. And they paid the price with their life. Revelation 20 tells you that the price that these people pay is beheading. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. There's going to be a price to pay in the tribulation. And the tribulation saints will pay that price. Now, we're not going to be, if you're saved right now, you're in the church age. You will not be in the tribulation. But what if you were? Would you stand up? Would you say no? Think about that before you answer. Are you standing up and saying no right now? If you're not brave now, what makes you think that you'll be brave then? Just a little something to think about. We have to take our last break for the night, but we'll be right back in 3 minutes, and we're going to take your questions. Don't go away.
The singers are tired. The church, as we know it, is losing its fire. And some are discouraged from bearing the load. But we must determine to keep pressing on. Cause it's just one more soul worth to walk down the aisle. Every struggle, it would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all.
amen. Keep sharing that Jesus is King. The angels have gathered, they're surrounding the throne, and they'll start rejoicing for just one more soul. Cause it's just one more soul. We're to walk down the aisle. It would be worth every struggle. It would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all. If it rescues just one more soul. Oh, just one more soul. We're to walk down the aisle.
Definitely be worth it all to rescue one more soul. We are back for the last half hour of tonight's Bible study. We've been comparing and contrasting the COVID-19 vaccine, the immunity passport that goes with it, with the biblical mark of the beast. I think we all understand that the COVID-19 vaccine is not the mark of the beast, but there are some stunning similarities between the two. Christy has a question. Could the Antichrist be alive right now in another person's body waiting to jump into the final host? Christy says it would mean a lot to me if you would answer this question. So Christy is asking, is it possible that the body of the Antichrist is alive right now? And not only is it possible, I would have to say, Christy, at this point, it is highly likely that the body that the Antichrist is going to inhabit is alive and walking on this earth right now. Now, we understand that Judas was a type of Antichrist. We understand that Judas, well, he wasn't really a human being. The Bible says that Judas was a devil. So the question that I'd have to ask you is, do you believe when Jesus said, have I not chosen you 12 and one of you is a devil? Do you believe Jesus Christ when he said that? Well, we know that Judas was the son of perdition. We know that when Judas killed himself, he died and went to his own place. And I believe the Bible teaches that when the time is right, when Jesus opens that first seal, that the spirit of Judas is going to inhabit the body of what would appear to be a human being right now. And that's where your Antichrist is going to come from. You remember in the Gospel of John, Judas, who was already the man of sin, Bible says he was a thief and a liar. Judas was already the man of sin before the Last Supper. And then Jesus says, he it is who dips the sop with me in the dish. And at that moment, the man of sin became the son of perdition. So to answer your question, Christy, yes. The answer to your question is yes. I wrote an article a couple of years ago called The Real Reason Why the Devil Judas Went Out and Hung Himself on a Tree After Betraying Jesus Christ. If you haven't had a chance to read that article, I highly recommend that you do. You would be very surprised the real reason why Judas hung himself. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but let me tell you something. He wasn't upset that he betrayed Jesus Christ, not at all. Jesus said this in John chapter 6, verses 70 and 71. Jesus answered them, "Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. So do you believe that Judas was a devil? If you take Jesus at his word, you'll understand what I'm talking about really easily. But if you don't believe that Jesus was being literal and truthful when he said that Judas, it's not that Judas had a devil. Jesus said that Judas was a devil. Big difference. And I believe Jesus Christ. Sue has a question. Sue says, "To be saved, you must confess Jesus Christ as your Savior. But what about those people who don't know of Jesus but God only?" I'm not talking about the Jews. What about those people who grew up and they don't know the name of Jesus Christ? That's a great question, Sue. Turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Sue is asking, what about somebody who lives and dies and never hears the name of Jesus Christ? Well, God has already placed the answer in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 18. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." That is how God deals with the person that lives and died and never heard the name of Jesus Christ. God has given them the witness of creation. And God says that the invisible, verse 20 of Romans 1, "The invisible things of him, God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made," that's human beings, "even his eternal power in Godhead," that's God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, "so that they are without excuse." And that's how God will judge people who lived and died and never heard the name Jesus Christ. Good question. Thank you, Sue, for asking that question. Southern Bell has a pretty good question. "When the scripture says that the Antichrist will confirm the covenant, what do I think that means? Signing it, bringing back the law, starting up the sacrifices, what involves this confirming of the covenant?" Turn to Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9 in your King James Bibles. Now, a book that I highly recommend, written about 100 years ago, it's a book called The Coming Prince. And you can get it in the bookstore. Just go to BibleBeliever.com And I highly recommend that you get this book called The Coming Prince. It is one of the most exhaustive books that have ever been written on Daniel's 70th week and the coming Antichrist, featuring a complete chronology written by Sir Robert Anderson. He lived from 1841 to 1918. He was an investigator with Scotland Yard, and he turned his investigative skills to the book of Daniel. So, we highly recommend that you go to BibleBeliever.com and get a copy of The Coming Prince by Sir Robert Anderson. But in the meantime, Daniel 9:27, Southern Bell has a question. What does it mean to confirm the covenant? Daniel 9:27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. So what does that mean to confirm the covenant? Go to Matthew 24. Look down in verse 15. Matthew 24, verse 15. Jesus is talking and he says, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand." Jesus in Matthew 24:15 is referring you to the passage that I just read from Daniel 9:27. Now, you have Daniel 9:27, you have Matthew 24:15, then you have Isaiah chapter 28. You have to put all these pieces together. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Isaiah 28:15 says, "Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement." Stop right there. Matthew 28:15, verse A. This is being said to the men of Jerusalem, to the men who are in control of Jerusalem. "Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death." That's the Daniel 9:27 covenant. "And with hell are we at agreement." This is what the Antichrist confirms. Now, what does that actually look like in real life? It looks exactly like the Abraham Accords. And if you haven't read any of our articles on the Abraham Accords, we invite you to go to nowtheendbegins.com, go to the tab that says the Middle East, and click on the Abraham Accords. And what you'll see when you get there is these Abraham Accords that are bringing a type of peace to the Middle East are going to lead the Jewish people to the one world religion of Chrislam. You know where the Abraham Accords came from? Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, and Mohammed bin Zayed from Abu Dhabi. That's where the Abraham Accords come from. You know where Chrislam comes from? It comes from the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, and Mohammed bin Zayed. Wait a second, are you telling me that the same Islamic Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates is the same person behind the Abraham Accords and the same person behind Chrislam? That's exactly what I'm telling you. Longtime readers to Now the End Begins have known this for some time. We have been blazing a trail with this topic because this is real Bible prophecy leaping off the pages. Mohammed bin Zayed, why, that's a man that's everywhere. And he's working behind the scenes. He helped to create the Abraham Accords. He helped to create Chrislam. Did you know that Mohammed bin Zayed was a witness to the signing of the Declaration of Fraternity in 2019 with Pope Francis and the Islamic Imam of Abu Dhabi? Everywhere you look, Mohammed bin Zayed pops up like a bad penny every single time. But there's another player you've got to keep your eye on. Emmanuel Macron. Bible says this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Remember, Judas was the man of sin, and then Satan entered into him, and he became the son of perdition. Now, this is, let me leave Bible teaching for just a moment. And let me give you my opinion on something. Emmanuel Macron is a very, very interesting person. And last year, Lori D. and myself, we wrote an article together. Actually, she did most of the research for it. Lori D. Did an incredible amount of research for this article. And every time new people read it, they are absolutely shocked. The title of the article is, Your Head Will Spin When You Realize That Emmanuel Macron Has Both Jewish Ancestry and Inexplicable Ties to Rome and the Assyrian Empire. When you have time, read that article. There's a lot of links in there. There's a lot of references in there. But just very, very quickly, Emmanuel Macron has five names. Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jean, which means the Lord is gracious. Michel, or Michael, meaning who is like God. Frederick means peaceful ruler, and Macron, his last name, literally means short, straight, horizontal mark. Guest S is asking the man who will be the Antichrist, does he know what he'll become? I don't know. Did Judas know that he was going to do what he did? Before Satan entered into him? I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. We have a question on, Water Dog has a question. What does the Bible say about cremation? Water Dog is asking a question. What does the Bible say about cremation? Well, the Bible doesn't really say anything about cremation. Historically, Christians have not engaged in a whole lot of cremation when their loved ones die because the Bible teaches that we will be resurrected at the time of the rapture. So because of that, a lot of Christians historically have opted out from cremation. But turn to 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. The Apostle Paul says this: "Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels, and have not charity, I have become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." So here you have a reference from the Apostle Paul. He's not talking about cremation in particular. He does seem to be referencing it, though. He doesn't speak against it. He doesn't speak for it. There were people in the first century who were cremated, and there were people who were not. But suffice to say that a Christian who died 200 years ago, their body inside the casket has long since turned to dust. Is God able to resurrect that body at the rapture? Absolutely. Kentucky Jeffrey just said, God can reassemble from the dust. So it does not matter, from a church age rightly divided perspective, cremation does not matter. And if you think about it, after your soul leaves your body, what do you care? I mean, burial is for your loved ones. It's not for the person that dies. When you die, you don't attend your funeral. You don't hear the things that people say about you. And you are not inside your body. Luke chapter 16, go read about the rich man and Lazarus. That's what happens when you die. So, there is no biblical precedent against being cremated. Mrs. LT is asking, what was the mark that God gave to Cain? That's a good question. What was the mark that God gave to Cain? Well, turn to Genesis 4:15. Cain was a type of Antichrist. Cain started the first city. Cain was a bad seed. And when God cursed Cain after he killed his righteous brother Abel, and in Genesis chapter 4 it said that the voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Well, Cain says this in Genesis 4:13. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. So, what was the mark that God put on Cain? The Bible doesn't say. but it was a mark. It was a mark that would keep Cain safe. So why would God want to keep a murderer safe? Because Cain had work to do. Cain is a type of Antichrist. Turn to Isaiah chapter 10. Turn to Isaiah chapter 10. Talking about a man called the Assyrian. That's Satan. That's Antichrist. Isaiah 10:5. O Assyrian, the rod of my anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. What is that in Isaiah 10:5 and 6? That is God using Antichrist as judgment. Why did God preserve the life of Cain, who just murdered his brother? Because God was using Cain as judgment. And when you follow the line of Cain, it leads you all the way to the Canaanites. And do you know where the Canaanites lead you in 2021? They lead you to the Palestinian people. Isn't that interesting? All the way from Genesis chapter 4 to 2021, and you have the Palestinian people claiming to be the biblical Canaanites, the descendants of him who killed his brother. And that's exactly what the Palestinians want to do to every Jew that lives in Jerusalem and in Israel. The Canaanites are the descendants of Cain. And the Palestinians claim to be the modern day Canaanites. And that's why God put a mark on Cain, because Cain was a type of Antichrist, and God used him for judgment. And with that, we've come to the end of our time for tonight. I thank you so much for tuning in to this Bible study. I hope it was a blessing for you. I hope you understand that the COVID-19 vaccine and the immunity passport is not the mark of the beast right now, but it's going to lead you to the mark of the beast. It is the prototype for the mark of the beast. Just like the Abraham Accords are not the Daniel 9:27 covenant with Antichrist right now, but after the rapture, it will be. And you are blessed to be living in a time where you're watching Bible prophecies come true. Isn't it amazing that God has let us live this long to watch all this amazing stuff begin to come to pass? Titus 2:13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you have that blessed hope? Don't let anybody take it from you. Don't let anybody talk you out of your belief in the blessed hope of the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. You hold on to that blessed hope, because we're almost home. Lord willing, we'll see you back here Friday at noon for another edition of the Prophecy News Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good night, everybody.
Are you disappointed? Are you desperate for help? You know what it's like to be tired and only a shell of yourself.
to believe. You don't have what it takes, 'cause it's all you can do just to move, much less finish the race. But don't forget what lies ahead.
Where we are right now and where we're meant to be. Where